Unit 4, Lesson F.
Talk to the animals. A. Dolphins communicate like humans by calling each other by name, scientists from Scotland have found. The mammals are able to recognise themselves and other members of the same species as individuals with separate identities, using whistles. Dr. Vincent Yannick of St. Andrews University said they conducted the research on wild dolphins. We captured wild dolphins using nets when they came near the shore. Then we recorded their whistles before synthesizing them on a computer. When we played back the computer voice saying the names, we found that the dolphins responded. This showed us that the dolphins know each other's signature whistle, not just the voice. I think it is a very exciting discovery because it means that these animals have evolved the same abilities as humans. Now we know they have labels for each other like we do. B. A new high-tech backpack for dogs could allow owners to communicate with their pets. The backpack senses the dog's movements as well as the sounds it makes, because body language is a very important aspect of communication, especially for dogs. It also detects physical changes like heart rate and body temperature, and these provide information about the dog's emotional state. Gadgets for translating dog barks into human language have existed for more than a decade. For example, more than 300,000 Japanese dog owners have bought a device called Bowlingual, made by the Takara company. But in reality, this is a toy rather than a piece of scientific equipment. The backpack, which was developed by a team of researchers at North Carolina State University, has a more serious goal. In particular, it aims to improve communication between humans and working dogs. These include guide dogs, who provide help for blind people, and rescue dogs, who search for survivors after earthquakes and other natural disasters. C. A border collie from Germany, named Rico, has proven what many pet owners intuitively know. Dogs can be exceptionally clever. Rico has a vocabulary of more than 200 words and has demonstrated that he can learn the names of new toys easily and remember the names weeks later. The collie's vocabulary is on a par with other trained animals like apes, dolphins, sea lions and parrots. He managed to retrieve 37 of 40 randomly chosen toys from his collection of 200 toys. Most impressive is Rico's ability to learn the names of new toys. When the researchers placed a new toy among his familiar toys and asked him to retrieve it, using a word he'd never heard before, Rico usually retrieved the new toy. Later, after not seeing the new toy for a month, he successfully retrieved it half the time. Border collies are famous for their intelligence. Traditionally used as herding dogs, collies need plenty of intellectual activity and exercise. Rico's owners started training him to learn the names of toys when he was ill at 10 months old and could not leave the house. He is now a healthy 9-year-old. D. A parrot owner was alerted to his girlfriend's misdeeds when his talkative pet let the cat out of the bag by squawking, "I love you, Gary." Susie Collins had been secretly meeting a colleague from work called Gary for 4 months in the flat in Leeds, which she shared with her boyfriend, Chris Taylor. Mr. Taylor apparently became suspicious after his parrot, Ziggy, croaked, "Hiya, Gary," when Miss Collins answered her mobile phone. The parrot also made kissing sounds whenever the name Gary was said on TV. Mr. Taylor, 30, a computer programmer, confronted the woman he had lived with for a year, who admitted the truth about Gary and moved out. Mr. Taylor also gave up his 8-year-old African grey parrot after the bird continued to call out Gary's name. "I wasn't sorry to see the back of Susie, but it really broke my heart to let Ziggy go," he said. "I love him and I really miss having him around, but it was torture hearing him repeat that name over and over again." Ziggy has now found a new home, thanks to a local parrot dealer.